You're listening to 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita. This week on A Musical Life, one musician discusses how the nightlife inspired his songwriting.
My name is Ronnie Glenn Williams. I'm a singer-songwriter out of the amazing city of Wichita, Kansas. The nightlife's interesting. It really is almost a controlled loneliness. You get a couple drinks in people, and they either get extremely happy about their situation, or they're lonely. And that's always kind of inspired writing. Like, don't write songs about politics, just because I'm not informed enough. But I do know about being lonely, and I do know about what it's like to be in a room filled with 50 to 60 people and still feel like you're all by yourself.
It's safe to say that you know just where I'll be.
And that's how the nightlife goes. It could be a great, awesome time, or it could be an awesome tool for writing. And I chose to hone that. Every night that I was out, I had these notes in my head about maybe, you know, I saw a girl sitting by herself, and I just wanted to know what her story was. Or I would see a couple guys playing pool, and I just wanted to know what they were doing the night before. I remember I was going to school for teaching, and at some point in time, I established that wasn't my passion anymore. I wanted to learn more about this people watching, or stories, I guess. Everyone has this story that we don't know, that we don't see. And I remember telling my mom that I was going to switch degrees to writing. And she gave me the same look that she gave me when I was 9 and I said I wanted to be a Ghostbuster. And she wasn't the most enthused about it, but she supported it. And I feel stronger about that because I can look at that girl now that's sitting alone at the bar and think, all right, I bet she has a great story to tell, and I'd like to try to tell that story now.
It's safe to say It's safe to say